This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by GoGo's Bootcamp. Are you a real estate agent looking for the very best media training program on the planet? GoGo Bethke is considered the top Instagram realtor in the country, and her step-by-step training program will take your social media game to the next level. Keeping It Real listeners receive a special discount, so please visit gogopodcast.com. That's gogopodcast.com for your special discount. And now, on with the show. Welcome to Keeping It Real, the largest podcast made by real estate agents and for real estate agents. My name is DJ Paris. I am your guide and host through the show. And today is our monthly coaching moments with Ryan D'April. Now, if you're not familiar with Ryan, if this you're new to the show, he comes on every single month to give our listeners and our viewers a coaching moment and a coaching session. So let me tell you about Ryan. Ryan D'April is a progressive thought leader focused on providing for his agents and staff at D'April Properties. His strengths are his motivational skills, his coaching style, and his dedication to training. He has 14 offices throughout Chicagoland and is also in Wisconsin, Indiana, and Michigan with hundreds and hundreds of top brokers. D'April Properties is a coaching company with 8 strategic coaches who work week in and week out with every agent individually focused on business planning, coaching, and accountability. Now, if you'd like to take your career to the next level, or if you're just not getting the attention you need, check out D'April Properties. Visit DAprilProperties.com. Welcome once again, Ryan.
Thanks, DJ. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for our viewers, Ryan is in a room where the lighting isn't great, so you're seeing a shadow, Ryan. Bear with us as we get through, but we're going to be doing a presentation here. For our listeners, we're going to be describing the slides we'll be showing here in a moment. But Ryan, welcome once again to the show.
Thanks, DJ. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me. And are you able to see the slideshow I have up?
We are. So what we're, for our listeners, this is a slideshow Ryan's going to be describing about coaching. And what do you want to talk about today?
So I figured here we are, it's August 10th. We're almost halfway through the month of August, and we have 4.5 months left of the year. And it's really important for everybody to keep focused and dialed in, especially now during this, you know, these dog days of summer that we're coming into. And understand that everything that we do for the remainder of this quarter and next quarter is really going to have the effect, an effect on our business next year. And that's my primary concern when I'm always coaching an agent, is always having them look downfield. I want everybody to be a big picture, a long-term thinker versus a short-term thinker. And most of us are short-term. We overestimate what we can achieve in a year, and we underestimate what we can achieve in a decade. And it reminds me a lot, and what I put in the slideshow is a book that Angela Duckworth wrote called Grit. It's a great read if you haven't read it. And it goes over a lot of the principles that a lot of psychologists and studies on best practices, Malcolm Gladwell and Andrews on 10,000 hours and 10 years of practice. And it's always showing our agents that this is the long term. And loan officers as well. You know, this is a career, it's a sprint, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. And here we are, it feels like it's the middle of the year. We actually only have 4.5 months of the year left. And quite honestly, what you do today is going to prepare you for the spring 2021 market. And that's where we are. So we have to start thinking about that. So I guess, DJ, unless you have any questions, maybe I'll just jump right into the slideshow.
I just wanted to make a point that this is the time, especially with this confluence of events, with lending rates being so incredibly low that more buyers are able to purchase, and with more purchasing power than ever, although, you know, inventory in most markets is very low. So you now have this perfect storm of great time to sell, a very opportune time to buy. And so most real estate agents that I've spoken with, and the ones at our firm, I'm sure at your firm as well, Everybody is so busy. But I think this is a dangerous time to forget to do the fundamentals about how to look further down the road. Right now, it's easy to be busy. There's so much opportunity. But what are you doing to protect your long-term vision? And so I think this is great timing. And I'll give you a quick example of this. We have even seen in our podcast numbers, even though our subscriber base is growing and continues to grow, thankfully, every single month, our numbers are actually down. And we have Facebook that comes on once a month and they like to see our numbers. And so I had to have this conversation and say, the numbers are actually down, but it isn't you. I think it's that agents are just really, really busy right now and aren't spending the time, you know, thinking about maybe their business. Maybe they're not listening to as many podcasts. And so I think this is a great return to the fundamentals of what's going to build a long-term business.
Well, it's true. We all are going to work in our business, but you have to set aside time to work on your business. Yeah. And there's the doing part of it, but there's the strategic planning part of it. And you have to have both. It is interesting. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and there is very little inventory. And I might want to circle back on that on one of our slides when I come to what's called our snapshot in our dashboard that we create as a company, what we coach agents on. We coach agents beyond just deep properties. You coach agents across the country on this dashboard. And what we do is we help agents calibrate. And one thing that's very interesting in this market, there's so many different types of markets, right? There's buyer markets, seller markets. There's booming, there's recessions, there's everything that's going on. And currently there's not much inventory. And so it's throwing off some agents' forecasts because they have lots of buyers. But the forecast has to be accurate to the end of the calendar year. And if there is an inventory, then you have to take that in consideration because that buyer's not going to equate into a closed transaction, especially right. when we are moving into only having 4 months of the year left.
Sure.
So it is interesting. And it is a crazy time. We are so busy. So we've had we've had a pandemic, we've had riots. It's 2020 has been a crazy year.
Yeah.
And our company 2 years ago made a shift where we do our agents marketing for them. Now, we didn't force all our agents to go into this program, but we have some agents that have moved into it a couple of years ago, some agents that moved into it a year ago, and some agents at our organization that still aren't on it, that still like to do their own marketing. And it's a base level of marketing. And I sent out a statistic this morning across the company, our agents that aren't on our marketing, our auto flow marketing, their business is up 17% over last year, which is amazing.
Yeah.
The agents that have been on our, and that's year to date, right? So
sure.
January 1 through August 1st of 2020 compared to January 1 through August 1st of 2019, they're up 17%. Those are the agents that are not on our auto marketing. The agents that are on our auto marketing, even with the national pandemic and riots and everything that's going on, the political environment, the economic environment that's going on, the agents that are actually have a baseline of auto marketing where we're doing it for them, on average, their business is up 77%.
Wow.
So it goes to show you that I truly feel that real estate is a team approach. There is so much that a real estate agent has to provide.
Yeah.
It's too much to do on your own. The biggest value I feel an agent provides is clarity, being the curator of information, and also providing emotional intelligence through a very emotionally turbulent transaction, whether you're buying or selling a home. But I just wanted to circle back. I'll move on to the presentation. But with what you said, I couldn't help by telling everybody it is a busy time. There's complexities.
And I want to say that the fact that your company does a lot of the marketing for the agents who sign up for it is so important, especially when it's busy right now, when agents are too right. busy to get those mailers out, to get those right. email newsletters. This is right. the time when those things fall by the wayside. I've seen this across the board. You get these email newsletters from other agents at other firms. Notice how infrequently you've been getting them recently because people are too busy to even right. send them out. So this is what's so important. Amazing about Ryan's company, D'April Properties. If you're here in the Chicagoland area or in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and your firm isn't getting this done for you and you need to do it or have somebody help do it for you, great opportunity to reach out to D'April Properties and see if they're a good fit or if they'll be happy to coach you even at your current firm.
So I'm going to start with a quote from Angela's Duckworth book. Angela, like I know her personally, from Angela's book. Our potential is one thing, but what we do with it is quite another.
Yeah.
And I love this quote. And a lot of coaching is working on individual agents or loan officers' mindsets. And, you know, everybody's born with a certain amount of talent, but it's really effort. that you need. And what this book, Grit, really is outlining to everybody is that effort counts twice as much as talent.
Yeah.
And there are so many people that I meet out there that I get so excited with them. I'm like, oh my gosh, your potential is unbelievable. What you could do. However, they just don't meet me or they don't meet their coach halfway there. And so one of the things that everybody has to take away from this is that really think about the potential that you have, but it is a craft that you should be working on and you should be excited and motivated about your potential, but it's not a given. You have to apply effort. You have to strive. You have to work on your craft. So here we are. It's August, September, October, November, then December. What this equals, okay, you guys, is spring of 2021. So what we do in these next 4.5 months is going to have an impact, or won't have an impact if you don't do it in the spring of 2021. We're going to have another good, I think, 18 months ahead of us, given the current market environment and the pent-up demand. You really have to commit to your craft. And you have to commit to working on your business. I tell everybody you should work at least 1 hour a day on your business. And that is having your business in front of you, being visible, know what's going on, calibrate your business. What's your forecast? Where are you trending? So on and so forth. It's incredibly important. And these next 5 months are going to be crucial to what kind of 2021 you're going to have. So again, reading Angela's book, a couple of things I've taken away: talent plus effort equals skill, right? So you have a natural born talent and then you have your effort. You put those two together and you work on your skill, you work on your craft, that's going to equal your skill. Then your skill plus your effort is going to equal your accomplishments. But notice the two common denominators in these equations. You can have talent and you can have skill, but without effort, your results will diminish. And everybody has to really take stock in the effort that they're putting in to their business. And what Angela talks about is deliberate practice. Real estate, you know, you don't just get your real estate and license and abracadabra, you're a top producing. And if you look at any of the top producing real estate agents in your community, and of course, DJ, you have a lot of them as guest speakers, these individuals are committed to their craft. You know, they didn't just get the real estate license and poof, they were top producing real estate agents. Though on the outside, it looks like that. We don't see their deliberate practice on a day in and day out, putting the effort into growing their brand, growing their network, growing their skill set on supply and demand and price and so on and so forth. And what you do, I went on actually a listing presentation yesterday, DJ, with one of our agents. And it was a $6 million listing.
Wow.
And we will be the third real estate company. We found out this morning that we are getting that listing. But my agent that I went with on this, she's got a skill set and a craft of finding the history of a property, naming that property, creating an allure. So, you know, anybody could slap a property on, but, you know, she goes above and beyond, but then she can convey that story to the next client that she has. Yeah. So, and that's talent, but it's also her effort. That's her skill, but that's also her effort. It doesn't come easy to her. She works her ass off at it. But as time goes on, she gets better and better. And this real estate agent is really rising to the top in her marketplace and really setting a name for herself. Well, I remember the first year with us where she didn't do anything. She wasn't getting any business, right? And it took time, but she had the deliberate practice. And so enough of being that dead horse. I'm going to our next slide. Grit. A lack of grit can come from having less coherent goal structure. So what is grit, right? So grit is the day in and day out effort that you apply to your deliberate practice or your skill. And people that have grit experience flow. Now, what I'm doing here, I don't want to get slapped with a lawsuit by Angela Duckworth. I'm paraphrasing her book, okay? I read this. I learned this from her. So anybody can get the book Grit. Everybody should get the book Grit and read it. And there's just so much you could take away from it. You could read it a couple times. One of my biggest whys in life is to teach my children. And one of my other biggest whys in life is to teach my real estate agents, my loan officers who have children's children, because I experienced such rejection in academics, in school. I was, you know, we all have these tests that they place you in. And we have a caste systems in our education system, sure. Right? You know, advanced placement or general, right? I mean, and there's all these rankings in between. I was at the bottom. I was told I was below. In my high school, we had regular, and under regular, we had general. And I was told by PhDs and academics and deans and grown adults that I was below regular in most subjects for 4 years of my life. And that just isn't going to change in our education system. They renamed it, but it's not changing. Right. And so we are caste. We put ourselves, we are putting caste systems. And I was, you could say, cursed or blessed just as much as a kid in the advanced placement classes were cursed or blessed. But yeah. One thing, you know, we all have is a certain degree of talent, but nobody can take away the amount of grit that we apply. And so I really relate to this book because I applied grit to my life. I applied grit to my practice. And when you have grit, which grit comes from having goal structures, which I'm going to talk to in our next slides. When you have grit, you experience more flow. And flow and grit don't go hand in hand, right? So when you're working out, you're doing deliberate practice, you're not going to experience the flow there. You're actually going to experience the flow a week, 2 weeks, a month, a quarter later after you put the effort in. And flow is what other people call luck. You just got it. They're top producers. That's not luck. It's called flow, and it comes from grit, and you got to love it. You just have to love it. You got to put yourself into it, and it should become habitual. Okay. It should be habitual, and it doesn't have to be all day, every day. It could be 1 to 2 hours. Start small, but be consistent with it. Okay. So less coherent goal structure. So I grabbed one of our real estate agent snapshots and I blacked out this real estate agent's name. This real estate agent's goal is to do $25 million in volume this year. This is an individual agent, by the way, it's not a team. This agent has closed and pending so far about $13 million. So halfway to the goal, has another $5 million of active clients and $800,000 of prospects, which makes sense because this agent's wrapping up the year and is looking like it's going to be coming in $17 million. And what I'm showing you here in this slide is called a coherent goal structure. Okay, I want to go back to the previous slide. A lack of grit can come from having less coherent goal structure. So those that use this technology, that have goal structure, that follow it, that know what their warm prospects are, they're cold, not certain they're going to hire them, or cold, they're going to close next year, right? Or they're active clients, which they can divide who's buyer, who's a seller, who's a renter, and what activities I need to do, and how they're tracking where they're coming through the year. Hey, my goal is $25 million. I'm already at that $17 million mark, right? Those people have grit because they have a visual goal structure that motivates them to keep doing what they need to do. And like a sailboat, right? They could tack, they can move their ship to catch the wind because they're not doing it by the seat of the pants. Right. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I wanted to show our agents here. And I'm sure you guys probably have a CRM. If you don't, you should get one. You need to have visual flow, which is called Kanban. Kaizen is Japanese for continuous improvement. Yes. And Kanban means visual flow. That's kind of the principles behind this dashboard that we have here. So let's come back. Now, another coaching moment here, DJ, is we are in the last half of the year. So I'm going to look at this agent's business and we have cold closing next year. And then we also have cold, not certain they'll hire me. This agent already has $9.5 million booked
for next
prospects
year.
For next year, right? So everybody now in this moment, listening to this podcast, at some point get home, right? Get to your office, open up your CRM, open up your tracking system, and find those people that are tracking next year. Here's what they need to have. And I have a little outline for you. So we have cold leads. We have two categories of cold. Cold closing next year or cold leads, I'm not sure they're going to hire me. They all need marketing collateral from you people. It's not automated MLS listings. That's what any agent's doing. That's what any agent can do. You can log in, slap them in the MLS and send them automated emails. You need to stand apart. You need to get to them some marketing collateral. So I put down quick six bullet points. If you have a presentation book, we have a presentation book. It's a binder. It's a three-ring binder. You can put things in and out of it. Get that presentation book to them. Send it USPS, FedEx, UPS, whatever carrier you prefer, and put that out to them. If you have a bio book or a resume, I'm going to show you a bio book here quickly, okay, DJ?
Sure. Yes.
Anybody can create this. So here's a bio book. Right. So here's a bio book of an agent in our company. And you can just flip through here. It has a write-up and whatnot, previous sales, what's going on with this particular agent. You know, this is a digital, but we also have a printed out version. Get this bio book into your presentation book. Separate yourself. Stand above the crowd. You have to understand that your job is to keep the people that you've gone out and lead generated close to you.
Yes.
And it's not just automated email, right? Digital is one thing, but you got to get marketing collateral. You got to get it into them and you have to get in front of them. Real estate reports are unbelievable. Oops, didn't mean to go back. Real estate reports. Get a real estate report, what's going on in the community. If you have a listing, that's an easy thing. If it's a listing lead, that's an easy real estate report. But if it's a buyer lead and they're going to go between two different areas, give them a real estate report of the two different areas.
Yeah.
Also, send a Case Shiller, talk about what's going on with the national pricing index, what's happening regionally, and then locally here. And I have an example for you, DJ, about this in the next slides to come, okay?
Great.
Grab some brochures if it's a listing, stick it in your presentation book. And then, of course, you should have some community reports or tours of the markets that you work in. So I could pick a marketplace in Arlington Heights. If you're an agent in Arlington Heights, Illinois, you probably should have community tours on Arlington Heights, but you should also have it on Buffalo Grove, Mount Prospect, perhaps, Rolling Meadows, Palatine. You just think about the surrounding areas. You should have community tours at your disposal for those particular buyers. You need to add value. Daniel Pink wrote a wonderful number of books, but his, I can't remember what book it came from, but what he says in the information age, we need to be the curators of knowledge.
Right.
There's so much information out there, but in my craft, in my industry, I'm going to go and focus on all that information that's out there. I'm going to bring it together and then I'm going to be the curator. And that's my value. That's my gift I'm going to give to my client that I'm serving.
And so we should pause for a second, and because I want to make a point that if you have these six pieces of these six assets, these six marketing pieces, for let's just review them for the listeners. We have presentation book, we have a bio book, we have real estate reports. Then we have national to local reporting with the Case Shiller, regional local pricing, brochures, and then community tours. If you can do all six of those, I almost can promise you there's very little competition. If you do even half of those, you're going to be well above the other agents who are vying for that buyer or seller's attention. These are things that most agents, even unfortunately successful agents, some of them don't do. So doing this separates you. It also demonstrates dedication, grit, and commitment to your craft.
Yeah, the reason people are top producers in any of the industries, everybody listen up to me. This is very important. The reason people are top producers, because they show up every day.
Yeah.
80% of success, this is a cliche, 80% of success is showing up. It's the truth. It's also pathetic on how uncommitted people are in life, and it's sad. But you can shift that. You can change that. And it's going to be another part of the slide that I'm going to talk about. But I'm telling you guys, success is for anybody. It's easy. One of the reasons I hate politics so much is because to win in politics, no matter what side you are on, it's vote for me, I'll change your life.
Right.
Bullshit. Only you can change your life.
Yeah.
Only you can change your life. And it's a life message, a lifelong mission I'm going to have to teach everybody that you have control. It's just A, your choice, and B, showing up.
Yeah.
So, which comes to the next slide, which Angela talks about. It's another quote from a book. Many people are cruising through life doing precisely 0 hours of deliberate practice.
I can tell you, Ryan, real quick, my girlfriend, to come up with a non-real estate example, we have we realized our relationship could use some work, like any relationship. And we sat down and we said, okay, what are the parts of our relationship that are going well? And what are the parts that could use some additional skills? And, you know, we realized that conflict is an issue for us. So we sat down and said, okay, conflict's a challenge for us. How do we work through that? And we said, we need more skills. So we purchased a course and we are now going through this course. And now every single week we sit down and we have a certain number of hours of conflict practice, which sounds like maybe not the romantic thing to do, but it has transformed our relationship. And it is, we're not spending 20 hours a week doing this. We're spending about 1 hour a week at most. And it has completely changed our relationship because, you know, this idea that, well, everything should just be easy and perfect is just not the way anything in life is that's worthwhile. So this is such an important quote. Most people are not doing the hours, and myself included, right? We weren't doing the hours and our relationship was suffering as a result. And we said, okay, what do we need to practice? And now we're doing that even in our own relationship.
Well, and it comes down to conscious and unconsciousness. And we go through our life, 97% of our life is unconscious. I just drove an hour to get here. I don't even remember driving because I was unconscious. I was on the phone. I was making conference calls. I was doing so many different things because I was running my life subconsciously. All right. Many people are cruising through life doing zero practice, 0 hours of deliberate practice. You need to take moments of clarity and you got to stop. You got to set goals and you say, I'm going to do 1 hour a day, 1 hour a day to this to change my life. And nobody else is going to change it. Just me. That's the only person who can change it. All right. So coming back to this, I'm going to come down to a quote here. See, a lack of grit comes from less coherent goal structure. So in other words, goals give you structure and purpose in your life and your career. Listen to what it's just said here. Goals give you structure and purpose in all caps in your life and your career. I love vacationing. I love spending time with my family. But after 2 or 3 days of it, and I'm talking like leisure vacations, right? If we're skiing or something, that's more active. But like on the beach, right? Drinking the Corona, hanging out. After day 3 or day 4, right? We all dream about being on the beach when we're in our jobs and we're doing our stuff. And we want to get away from it. For me, on day 3 or day 4, I start to lose that purpose in my life.
Yeah.
And I crave the event. It doesn't mean I don't like my vacation. It doesn't mean I don't love my family more than anything in the world. But I have such purpose and fulfillment in my career because, you guys, listen, because I have goals. I have structured goals and I go after them. And as I was wake surfing with my kids over the weekend, and you know, you have these playlists, right? Sure. And one, my middle daughter is still listening to this Miley Cyrus song called The Climb. And yeah, I don't know if you ever heard it. But as I'm surfing, right? And I'm taking these girls out there, I'm listening to the words. There's always going to be another mountain. There's always going to be, it's the climb.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm like, oh my God, that's brilliant. That's exactly what it is. It's not the victory. It's the journey. It's the climb. And anybody can have purpose and fulfillment in their life if they choose to. But I'm telling you, it takes that deliberate practice and that grit for you to experience flow. And then you realize, wow, that goal structure and that flow is giving me purpose in my life. There's so much rewards that you get out of this, you guys. Now, lastly, DJ, I know you're going to come over here really quick. So here's your network. I created this dashboard like this because it's based on Kanban principles of visual flow. Yep. Everything comes from your network, right? Your network directly or a referral through network. And then there's other lead sources out there. But really your network is your network, but your prospects, your actives, your sales, all that comes from deliberate daily practice on live flow from your network.
And you know what also this does when having these daily practices, these daily disciplines, this grit, is it takes a lot of the emotional response to an immediate thing that might feel like everything. Like Ryan, just before this, had a scenario where his dog ran out into a busy street and he had to run after and grab it. That is an incredibly emotional experience. And if that was the only thing that happened to him today, that would be a pretty horrible day. Well, it was a good day because you saved the dog, but right. It was a scenario where that's an emotional thing that happens. We react to that. Those are things that are just going to happen. And then if right. You can say, okay, well that happened, I dealt with it, we're good. And now I can get back to the discipline, which is ultimately going to help regulate that emotional intensity around these things that just come up, because you know you're building for the future. And it, and the good part about real estate in particular is it's a well-trodden path. We know how to do this. We know how to get to success.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We have, and our next coaching session, I'll show you a Monday morning meeting, okay? I have a Monday morning meeting ritual that you should have with yourself every Monday, and reflects on the week before. And did you win your week or did you lose your week? You're not going to win every day. You're not going to win every week. But if you, and by the way, this is coming from Brian Buffini that I heard probably a decade ago. You're not going to win every day, but if you could win 5 days or 3 days out of the week or 4 days, excuse me, you win four. I consider there's 5 days in a week. I take 2 days off. I take Saturday and Sunday off. Okay. Whether I'm a real estate agent or I'm a coach, I take 2 days a week off. So I consider there's 5 days in a week. If I could win three of those 5 days, I win the week. If I could win three of the 4 weeks out of the month, I win the month. And if I could win 9 to 10 months out of the year, I win the year. Again, I got to give credit to Brian Buffini. I heard that. I'm like, that is brilliant. So I created a Monday morning meeting, which allows me to reflect that I win the week before. I'm not going to win every week before. But if I know I won the week, or if I didn't win the week, it knows what actions I need to focus on for this Monday moving forward. Again, it comes full back to what Angela wrote here. A lack of grit comes from having less coherent goal structure. So we break it down piece by piece by piece. And this is a lifelong journey, guys. There's no like, okay, great, I'm a top producer, done, right? And now I'm coasting and stuff just comes to me. This is a lifelong journey. You got to always be working on your craft. You always have to be working on your business. So this next one here is what I just said. Gritty people do more deliberate practice and they experience more flow. Gritty people do more deliberate practice and they experience more flow. And again, this comes down to talent and skill. There are people that are way more talented than me, that have a lot more skill than me, that should be a lot further along in their careers than I am, and they're not. It's just because I have grit. The only reason I have grit is I've committed to deliberate practice. And you guys, I started my real estate company 9 years ago. I've been a real estate agent for maybe 15 years. I became a full-time real estate agent in July 2004, I quit my job and became a full-time real estate agent. So I haven't been a real estate agent for 17 years yet. And my company is 9 years old. And I've gotten punched in the gut. I've got kicked down. I've been told that my company is never going to make it. And God damn it, I'm not even in year 10 yet, okay? That's grit. What's going to happen over the next decade? And anybody can experience that. And I say that because it's not about me. I'm trying to relate to you, whether you're a real estate agent, you're a loan officer, whoever you are. It's 10,000 hours. It's 10 years of deliberate practice. Man, 10 years? It's nothing. I mean, I know it seems like a lot. It's a long time. I shouldn't say it's nothing. But think of a span of a career. I have, God willing, gosh, 30 more years of a career left here. And anybody can do this. But what we most do is we overestimate what we can achieve in a year. And we live our life like a sprint and we get exhausted. And it takes me to my last slide here in the quotes. Enthusiasm is common. Endurance is rare. Enthusiasm is common, but endurance is rare. And endurance is acquired. Endurance isn't a gift. It's acquired. And it's not easy. And rejection's hard. I experience every day. I have for the past 10 years. I will for the next 20 to 30 years. But again, it's about that climb. It's about the journey. It's about, am I getting better every day? I don't compare myself to the biggest real estate agents or the biggest real estate companies or the biggest mortgage companies in the marketplace. There are agents that have, and there's loan officers that have, and they bounce around, they bounce and bounce, and they come in, they come out, right? I compare myself to who I was yesterday, who I was last quarter, who I was last year, and who I was the years before. And I just focus on continuous improvement, and it's a lifelong journey, DJ.
You know, it's funny, just a quick aside. So you mentioned the word Kaizen earlier, which is a Japanese word for constant, never-ending improvement. And oddly enough, in America, we have no counterpart. There is no word. We can describe it, but we have no word for constant and never-ending improvement, which I find very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they came in the 80s and they decimated our automotive industry, yep. But they didn't decimate it. You know what they did? They made it better.
They did.
The Japanese made our automotive industry better because they came and they showed us how to do it. And Daniel, not Daniel Pink.
Joseph.
No. He starts with Y. Okay. The author of Start With Why. I love this guy. Simon Sinek.
Yeah.
Okay. I was listening to podcasts of Simon Sinek. By the way, you guys, if you drive in a car, please don't listen to a radio. Get a podcast on. Get an audiobook on. Whenever I'm in the car, there's an opportunity for me to learn. Simon Sinek did a great podcast. It wasn't his. He was featured on it. And it's an NPR podcast. And it's basically during these times, right, during the national shutdown and the pandemic. And he said competition. He said, I'm not doing this man justice. But he said, you either have competition or a rival. Right. And if it's competition, you're not paying attention to them. You want to beat them. When it's a rival, you're paying attention to them. You're learning, you're growing. But the real competition is yourself. That's what it comes down to. And we're in such a glitz and glamour industry. And there's so many agents that emotions are played on. And there's so much thrills and this and that in this industry that become a total distraction for agents. It's about you, you guys. You are the product. You are the brand. You have to work on yourself. You got to work on your skill. You got to work on your brand. You have to work on your network. You got to create a relationship with your network. All of this is deliberate practice. And again, it comes down to endurance, right? And endurance, unfortunately, is rare. Enthusiasm is common. After I coach most people, they're excited they can run through a brick wall. Show me them 2 days later, right? It's the deliberate practice. It's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and going to swim practice or whatever it is that you're set out to achieve. This happens to be the real estate or mortgage lending. I want to be a producer. I want to work for myself. I want to have unlimited income potential. I want to have more time with my family. I want to have more financial freedom. Cool. Get to work. That's what it comes down to. Get to work and work on what counts. That's what you have to do. You got to focus what matters.
And not only will your life improve with business, more free time, your self-esteem will improve. And that in and of itself is worth it. Because if you can lay your head down on the pillow and most nights say, to quote Brian Buffini that Ryan mentioned earlier, I won the day, not every day, but I won the day most days. Boy, you are going to feel just incredible about yourself, which in turn gives you more energy to work on your business and your relationships or your body or your spirituality or whatever. So this is, it's a win all the way around.
Yeah. DJ, I'm going to wrap it up there and I'll tell you why. I had some next slides here to show some skill set. I did get a text message from my mom and they are going to have to take her in. So I'm going to have to cut out of here. And go be with my mom. I apologize about that.
No. Family first, as always. Yeah. So I want to thank everyone for listening. And Ryan comes on every single month to have these episodes of coaching moments. I want to encourage everyone here in the Chicagoland area, along with Wisconsin, Michigan, and Indiana, if you are not getting the coaching you need from your from whether you're a loan officer or whether you're a real estate agent, check out D'April Properties and Midwest Lending. You can go to DApril Properties.com and Ryan and some of his team will be able to reach out to you and tell you more about what they offer. And Ryan has incredible coaching. If maybe you don't want to join necessarily another firm, but you need some coaching, reach out as well. Ryan, hope your mom is okay.
I appreciate that. I just got a message, a little alarming. So I apologize.
Yeah, no, we'll wrap up and we will see everyone on the next episode. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you, DJ.